Welcome to the Tech Data World podcast, the independent voice in aerospace, defense, and space technical information, covering all the news, reviews, gossip, opinion, software, standards, and specifications in the information production and deployment field.
So, great news this week. We will try and keep it short, but as I mentioned last week, what I want to do is I want to use the news that I think is interesting to us right now. And I talked about how we might want to break out the future kind of stuff for a different podcast or for a different show. And we had a couple of emails in from some of you guys saying, actually, you think that's a really good idea because you would like to share the future stuff with your managers. So we've already got a name for it. We know what we're going to call it. We've ordered the jingle, and we will certainly make it into a podcast. And where it makes sense, we will put it on our YouTube channel as well. So this week, we're going to focus purely on the news that I think is interesting now, today. And then we'll have a look at the TDW stuff. And then I want to go through at the end. There's a couple of announcements that I need to make. So please do stick around to the end. I know pretty much all of you do, but just in case you miss out on that. So I've ran all of the contact and all that stuff, how you can get in touch with us through the Twitters, through the LinkedIns, through the emails, even through the Instagrams. Yes, I'm still not using it very well. I'm sorry about that. I will try my very best to get on top of the Instagrams, especially with the announcements at the end. I'm out of the office a lot over the next couple of weeks, so I will certainly try my best to keep you abreast of where I am and what I am doing. So slightly different look and feel. If you're listening on the podcast, just bear with us. So all of the sponsors are on the screen behind me now, because we've got some more members coming on board, and the way that we had it before, it wasn't very scalable. So what we've done is we've popped it up on the TV screen behind us, and that means that we can do some nice new stuff when we get super, super sophisticated with what we are doing here on our live streams. So we're going to whip through some of the news here that I think is interesting. And Bulgaria, if you follow any of these news channels, they are doing two major military acquisitions right now. One is this new armored vehicle, and they're also, as I understand, going to buy a fighter jet. So, of course, there's lots of interest, lots of stuff going on, lots of news and foray around that. I understand that they're both going out to tender very, very shortly, which I think is pretty interesting. Bell Boeing has just won the upgrade contract for the V-22 aircraft. So my assumption is that there'll be some information upgrades. There'll be some data upgrades. They will look at how they're going to enhance the way that they deploy technical information and how they deploy information is my assumption. So I hope that that brings some joy to some of the vendors and to some of you guys out there. Bombardier. Can't go a week without mentioning Bombardier at the moment. The guys have just secured enough work, they're saying, to secure 1,000 jobs within the Belfast sites. Now, I did notice that one of your sites is up for sale. I'm assuming it's the site that I went to, which was the old. You did tell me what the site was used for. I can't remember off the top of my head, but congratulations. Well done. Now, Rolls-Royce, we're always got a bit of a love Rolls-Royce fest going on, but there's a couple of negative stories around Rolls-Royce this week, which are quite a bit somber. Some of it's a little bit, you know, we are where we are. But Rolls-Royce and Turkey seem to have hit a little bit of a headlock here over the fighter jet and intellectual property and who owns intellectual property and the technical property. I did a podcast on intellectual property a couple of weeks ago, and we've got a second part of that coming up very, very soon as well. So, you know, it's not great, but they're arguing over technical intellectual property, as I understand. So keep an eye out for that. Now, the engine woes that I've tried to stay away from, we can't stay away from. We have to talk about it. It's in our market. It's something that we need to be aware of. And they're saying that the 787 engine woes have been found on another platform as well, is something that I have read this week. But the worst news that I've heard in a very long time is that Rolls-Royce are saying they are going to be cutting some 4,000 jobs here in the UK, which is 4,000 jobs. I hope it doesn't affect anybody in ILS and technical publications. If it does, and you are looking for something because you have to leave Rolls-Royce or whatever, contact me here at TDW, because I have always got people looking for good, skilled technical authors, technical illustrators, ILS managers, support managers, those kind of things. So if you are looking for something, get in touch with me. But I hope it's not affecting those that are in our discipline and in our domain. I picked this up this morning. Carel have announced their 2018 release of the Carel Draw Technical Suite, which is, I understand in the press release, is actually saying that it's got some further S1000D capability in there. I do have a couple of people at Carel that I know, so I will reach out to them and see if I can get some kind of release notes or something along those lines, so we can do maybe a slightly deeper look at that. I think it'll be something that'll be pretty interesting to all of us, I understand. Now, the last 3 weeks, I think we've been mentioning the C5000 proposal, which is out there. C5000, when I was looking at the news on this platform today, there's actually a podcast out there. So I started listening to it. I haven't got all the way through it. I don't know how good it is, but I'll put a link below and you can go and have a listen to the C5000 podcast, which I think is, it shows that, a lot of these procurement teams and that are now looking at innovative ways of getting their information, their message out there, which I think is, is exciting and it makes a great deal of sense. Again, I'll put the link below so you can have a look at that. Lockheed Martin selects Raytheon for the next generation of the F-35 DAS. So again, we've just taken delivery of some of these aircraft. I think that, this is obviously going to affect quite a lot of us out there that are in this market. So I thought that was interesting. Now, I wanted to mention this one again. I'm trying my absolute best to stay away from politics because, but we just can't. The Galileo project, the argument just goes on and on. I think we've mentioned it three times in the last four Thursday thoughts, which is, so now all EU members, that excluding the UK are still EU members, but all other 27 EU members have now signed a deal to deliberately keep the UK on the outside of the next phase of the Galileo project, is what I have read. So the next phase of the Galileo project has been announced and the funds have been released. And what they're now saying is that Britain and the UK and the supply chain into the Galileo project are now going to be frozen out. Now, this, for me, it's nonsensical because the procurement processes involved in the Galileo platform are so long, so procrastinated, so time-consuming. I was involved when, I was delivering some stuff to the Galileo project, and they're going to have to go through all of this again. And the UK's answer is, we'll just develop our own stuff. This is not going to go away. The latest news that I saw this morning, in fact, Claire showed me the newspaper cover, was that the UK are going to pull out of the Galileo completely. And, this tit for tat is actually going to start affecting us in the supply chain, which is not great news. But, Brexit rolls on, and which is why I put the 5 on Brexit Island behind me. If you want to see if I can just have a quick clear of that, you can see I put the 5 on Brexit Island there behind me. It's actually quite a little funny thing to read, but it's not funny for those of us in the supply chain that are trying to support these platforms and these projects. So this will roll on, I'm absolutely sure. I did see also that, again, I'll put all the links below, that today Krauss Maffei and so in Germany and the French are developing a European main battlefield tank. They did. There is a name for it. I'll find it and I'll mention it in the next Thursday thoughts. But, you know, all these projects, the UK is going to be on the outside of. And, you know, so France and Germany are already partnering on a new main battlefield tank, which they're calling it the Euro tank or something along those lines. But that'll be interesting, I'm absolutely sure. So DCS Sonovision, I spoke to Martin at the beginning of the week. And when I did this, Martin, I remembered that I actually owe you an email. And I will try and do that this evening. But they won the best, the business of the year in North in Hertfordshire, as I understand. I grabbed this off LinkedIn. So congratulations to you and the team. I know that you've done lots of stuff on LinkedIn about it. We've read it all and looks very exciting. So I know that you guys thoroughly deserve that. But you asked if we could mention it. So we have mentioned it. Claire picked this up on Twitter about an hour before I was due to go live. I don't normally like putting stuff in at the last minute, but I've just popped it in. WebEx Systems, great company. Jamal, Stephen, the guys are looking for some software developers. So if you are a software developer in our sector that understand, you know, standards and specifications and want to work in a great dynamic team, go find WebEx Systems on Twitter. Or go to their website, which we will put on the footer of this blog post, or you can go and find them on Tech Data Direct, and you will be able to pop straight over to their website. But they are looking to expand their development team, so do go over and have a look at that. So TDW Live, today another announcement went out. I think Claire gave me the stats earlier, that we're almost two-thirds full for day one, and we're at 50% for the other days at the moment, and we're still, what, 6 months away from the event. If you haven't seen it, we announced the new TDW Live website yesterday or today, and on that website is the early bird booking form that you think you've got 3 or 4 days until the prices go up. So I know that a number of you, MBDA and Leonardo and all those guys have all confirmed today that you're going to be joining us. So, but if you are looking to join us, we're pretty full and you need to get on board very, very quickly. If you are still waiting to get your business case approved, just send Claire an email. All of the email addresses are on the website and she will hold a place for you for a few weeks whilst you get that through. So there's no problem with that at all. I've been asked again about Farnborough. I will be at Farnborough on the Wednesday. So the air show, if you are going to the air show, and I know that I've got 2 meetings already planned for while I am there, I'm going on my own. And so I'll be the one with all the cameras and that hanging around my neck and a massive backpack on. I will be there on the Wednesday. And I understand that there is a reception networking afternoon as well, as I understand, speaking to the guys at ADS. So I will be there the Wednesday. That is confirmed. I will be there the Wednesday. And if you would like to meet with me, please do send me a message beforehand. So I'm not being rude or obnoxious if I say I can't talk right now. It will be great for us to sit and have a coffee. I'm a big coffee fan. ADS. So anybody who knows TDW, we were originally members of ADS. We were members of ADS and we were members of the UK CEB. Now, because of the nature of the business that the UK CEB are in, we decided that we would terminate our membership with ADS and focus on the relationship with the UK CEB. And I had some exchanges of emails with Phil Williams, the managing director of UK CEB. You know, did being a member of the UK CEB award us the same benefits as being part of ADS, so on and so on. Last week, ADS, or 2 weeks ago, ADS hosted us at their offices in London. And they told us some of the stuff that they are doing to help organizations like TDW. Very niche, very specific, very focused on what we do. And we have decided to join back up. We have agreed to join the ADS team again. But this time we're going to be doing some stuff with them that will help promote what we do in our sector. So lots of interesting stuff coming your way on that. So looking forward to that. Next Friday, So not tomorrow, next Friday, I've been invited to the Cahoots working group or the customer group up in London. And I, you know, thank you guys for the invite. It was very, very kind of you. So I will be going up to the Tech UK offices to join the Cahoots working group or the customer group. Lots of interesting presentations going on from the MOD, from police, from the NHS. And we've agreed that I can do some vlogs and blogs from there. So I will do that. I'm not sure if I'll go live, but I will certainly make sure that we do some Instagramming and all that kind of stuff from there. And I've also suggested to Luca and to John that maybe we do some kind of interview in the future. If you don't know what Cahoots do, they have a secure collaboration engine in the cloud, which is actually security cleared by the UK MOD and government level bodies for, and I believe there's a use case for it in technical documentation. So they have invited me up and I look forward to it, and I shall bring you some stuff next week. Anybody who is going to Tankfest, if you don't know what Tankfest is, it's where oil heads like me can go and have a look at some of these old military tracked vehicles that they have on display. But also they have new military vehicles on display as well. And I'm going armed with cameras. Jamie's coming with me. We're going armed with cameras. We'll do some vlogs. We're going to take loads of pictures. I know that some of you are going. So if you would like to meet with me, then please do, again, send me a message beforehand so I can plan my day accordingly. But I understand there's going to be some chieftains on display and running around the tracks and that kind of stuff. So looking forward to that. Finally, we are talking techcomtraining.com. So Craig and Jean-Marc helping me from Switzerland, thank you very much. We found the problem with the website. There was a DNS entry that was taking Germany, Switzerland, and Austria traffic to an old website that we never owned. I've been told it's been fixed. Craig, you, thank you very much. Very kind. Told me today that it's working perfectly for you now. We have made the syllabus live for the TechCom training. And thank you to Ian and to all the other guys that have sent in your suggestions for additions to that syllabus. I know I gave you a early insight into the syllabus. I like some of the suggestions that have come our way. So we will certainly be adding those in to the syllabus. But if you are interested in the TechCom training, that is now available over on our website. And you can go and have a look at the syllabus. And if you would like to join TDIQ subscribers, you're already going to get this. Welcome to those of you who have recently signed up to join this course. Thank you very much. I look forward. If you haven't had it yet, very shortly you will receive a personalized welcome and a personalized thank you from me. So I'm going to go on to some of the questions that have come in to us here. And we are at 20 minutes, so it's not so bad. So the first announcement I want to make is next week, there's going to be no Thursday Thoughts next week. And that is purely because a local veteran here who was suffering from PTSD committed suicide, and his memorial service is next week at Chichester Cathedral. And you know, I just want to go and pay my respects. And it's at the same time as Thursday Thought. So I hope you forgive me for, you know, taking time out next week to go and do that. We might record something to keep on top of the news and make it available on the Friday morning. But I plan to go and, you know, pay my respects along with, I hope, a couple of thousand other X-Forces guys that will go along and, pay their respects. So no Thursday Thoughts next week. We'll make sure that Claire puts it up on all the social channels, and we'll put a little note on our website, those of you that watch us on our website as well. So you will see that. I was asked again this week, will I be at the S1000D show in September in the United States? The answer right now is I've looked at the agenda. To be fair, there's some interesting things on the agenda. And to be fair, there are some things on there that you would expect to see on there, because it's the same thing that's on there year after year after year. The question is for me is there enough new stuff on there to warrant the £2,500 investment that it will take for us to go to the US for a week to the S1000D show. We have asked and we have requested that if we attend, are we allowed to take photos? Are we allowed to do vlogs? Are we allowed to do little live streams from the exhibition area? We haven't had an answer as yet. I understand from Tam Malloy, who is the UK S1000D guru, he is he's pushed it up the chain to see if we can get a formal answer on that. So if that comes back positive, then the likelihood is we will go and you can come and say hi and we can sit and have a chat behind a camera and that kind of stuff. So, but it's up in the air still. So, and you can keep asking me and the answer will be exactly the same until I know that if we do go, that I'm allowed to get the cameras out and do that kind of stuff. So this one came in. You mentioned a couple of weeks ago that you were going to do some interviews for the podcasts. And you're right, we did say that. We have about eight lined up. The problem is we were waiting for some equipment to arrive, and there was a waiting list for this equipment. So we managed to find a supplier that could get it to us, and we bought a, like I say, we bought the new recording stuff, we bought some new microphones, and we are now in a place where we are able to rock and roll and start doing the... Because if anybody knows me, I like to do things properly. I don't like to do things half-baked. I like to do things that are engaging to watch, engaging to listen to, and engaging for us to make as well. And part of that is having the right gear to do it at the quality that I prefer. And that's what we've done. So we've got about eight lined up. We're going to start off with Peter Studdard and Kieran Dodd, and then we've got a few others lined up. I've said something to Cahoots that I would like to do something with Cahoots as well. I've got a format in my mind, how I think it will work and how it could come together and how I think it could be useful for you to watch and to listen. So that's where they are. So, and I was asked this week, who am I supporting in the World Cup? Now, as I say, not everybody's involved in the World Cup, so apologies if I'm going to talk about something that, you know, is a bit boring for you. But as you know, my mother's German, my father's British, I served in the British Army, I was born in Germany, I could speak German before I could speak English. You know, so I think I would like to keep Thursday Thoughts neutral. I think I would like to try and keep it, you know, away from football, away from politics and all that stuff. So I'll let you make your mind up. I hope your team does the best that it can do. I'm just making sure that there's no chats or anything coming in. No, great. Thank you. No problem. So I'm obviously a keen follower of the World Cup. I will certainly watch the World Cup, and I shall certainly go and watch a little bit of the what's remaining of the Russian game. Quite why they had Robbie Williams opening the Russian World Cup, I'm not quite sure. But I will keep to myself who I'm supporting. So just remember, next week, no Thursday Thoughts because of the reasons that I said, but we might do something that is recorded. But until the next Thursday Thoughts, I'll speak to you in a couple of weeks.
Thank you for listening to the TDW podcast. Remember, you can keep your tech data skills current and relevant with a full TDIQ subscription. Visit www.techdataworld.com for more details. Be sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube for your next Tech Data World update. Until next time.